Well, now let us move into chapter 23. And I would like to finish chapter 23, but we've taken up a lot more time than I'd really planned to take on the last of the other chapter. But we'll get as far as we can, because to me, this is a much more interesting prophecy. He begins this chapter 23 by saying, the burden of Tyre. And as we know, the word burden here means a prophecy that is going to relate some kind of a calamity. The burden of Tyre. And before we go any further, let us make a few remarks about Tyre. We have a little map down here in front. I don't know if you can make too much of it. But on this map, we show here the cities of Tyre and Sidon as they're located here on the coast of Palestine. There's Jerusalem. And this whole white area is the Mediterranean Sea. And down along here would be Carthage. Here's Cyprus. And way over here beyond Italy would be Spain. Well, as we look at the history of Tyre and Sidon, we see that this whole area here that in which they were existing was known as the area of Phoenicia. Now, here would be Phoenicia here, Canaan here, and Philistia on down below. Three groups right here on the seacoast, among many other tribes in that land of Canaan. But the Phoenicians were at the north, and they were a seafaring people. We have here in National Geographic, in August of 74, a whole article about the sea lords of antiquity, who they call the Phoenicians. It's a very interesting article because it has some pictures in here of the diggings of Tyre and some of the history of it. But it shows the whole great empire of these Phoenicians, and it's very, very interesting. Tyre was a very old city. It was second in age, of course, to Sidon. Sidon was established before Tyre, but it's a very old city. And Phoenicia is modern day terms, is known as Lebanon. And the principal city here now that would be taking the place of Tyre and Sidon is Beirut. It was one of the most active cities in the world for trade, commerce, and merchandising. There is hardly any nation that did not deal with Tyre because it was right on the seacoast. All of the goods that were coming into or going out into the Mediterranean Ocean came through the city of Tyre. And they were famous for their ability to build ships. And they had commerce with all countries. And even today, the Lebanese are traders, they're merchandisers in every country in the world. They make their living by buying and selling, and they'll give you a price on anything to buy and sell. Because this is the way they've made their living for centuries. So it was back during this time. And whenever the people of God who came in off the desert and settled the land of Canaan, they were just fledglings in from the desert and had no true craft or knowledge about building, they looked to Tyre for help. Hiram, the king of Tyre, made a covenant with Solomon, and there's a lot of evidence that he assisted greatly in the construction of the temple, and some of the archaeologists even say that the temple at Jerusalem was very muchly patterned after some of the temples in Tyre. And the cedars of Lebanon were supplied from this area down as building materials for the temple. This city of Tyre had a temple known as the Temple of Hercules, which was over 2,300 years old at the time of the destruction. It was the oldest thing known to man, really, at that time. Very old temple. Jezebel, who married one of the kings of Israel, Ahaz, one of the